The thing about you is, you know, ever since you've been born, I've been on a different path or journey. Before you were around, mommy and daddy, we were just kind of together. You know, we were not just kind of together, but we were together. We were married. But we were two adults, you know, doing our own thing, really. Being together, but doing our own thing. But when you came into the picture, it was like a focus or, some kind of clarity, like a direction. Like, you're the reason why I'm around. And I may sound like some kind of Hallmark card and stuff, you know. And, you know, I tell you I love you all the time. And you're like, yeah, I know, Dad. And you tell me all the time. But I grew up with a father who didn't. What he did was tolerated me. He was a man who was raised in Mexico, you know. And back in those days, he was very, you know, it was customary for the man to be the macho man, the head of the household, and what I say goes, and you better do what I say. And grandma was also raised in that culture, and she went with it. So what it would look like, you know, at night, this is what it would look like when he would get home. You remember grandma's house, right? It would be dark. The curtains would be drawn. We would be either watching TV or finishing up homework. Grandpa would pull up in his old Chevy gray truck. He had one of those spotlights that you could turn near the steering wheel. What he would do is he would pull up to the house, and you know there's a gate in the front. He would shine the headlight on the front of the house, almost like like you're in prison. Oh no, here he comes, you know. And that meant somebody had to go outside and open the gate for him. And if not, someone was going to get hit. Ugly. And we had to do that since we were young, you know, younger than you. And we had to be there fast. He would always come home grumpy. He would go wash up. He would spend a good 30 minutes in the sink, sit down, plop down, kind of grunt towards my mom. To serve him dinner, and she would serve him dinner, have it ready for him, and then complain the rest of the night and then go to bed. That would be every night, usually followed with a spanking or something for some reason or whatever. Like I wasn't important. I wasn't to him. I was tolerated. But if I acted out in any way, I would get beat ugly, quickly. And, you know how I go to your kung fu and I'm always there?
Yes.
Or you do, you know, your fencing or whatever, I'm right there with you and I help you with the stuff and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was never, ever there. He never cared enough to. Grandma was there when I would play soccer, and she would be the loudest person to the point where it would even embarrass me. She would go, oh, I don't mind, you know, because she had a very thick accent in Spanish, you know, in English and Spanish, oh, I don't mind, you know, like that. And at first I would be embarrassed, but now I wish I could hear her say that, you know. So every time I cheer for you, don't get too embarrassed, because I'm very proud of you. You work hard. You're a hard worker. And I like how when you do your work, you don't cheat. You try and do it the right way, because you say, no, I got it. I don't need to cheat. I got this. That's honorable. That's very honorable. And I respect that very much about you.